Today, my dear faithful, is the feast of the circumcision. And the epistle for today's Mass is taken from the epistle to Titus, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that, denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. After 8 days were accomplished, his name was called Jesus. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At one time, my dear faithful, a great Indian chief named Geronimo lay dying. He lived on a reservation with his people. A local Catholic priest who had worked among the Indians many times had failed to convert this old Indian chief. The reservation authorities, that is, the government officials, told the priest that Geronimo was a truly hopeless case. It was impossible that this old chief would be converted. Nevertheless, this priest went to the old Indian chief again. With his long experience amongst the Indians, this priest wanted to try just one last time to save this man's eternal soul. He walked into the chief's hut and came to the dying man's bed. The old chief looked up at the priest, too weak to do anything more. "Geronimo, pretty sick?" the priest asked in the rough speech of the Indians. The old man grunted in assent. Leaning towards the chief, the priest asked, "Going to die?" The chief groaned in fearful agreement. "Got your horses all branded, Geronimo?" The chief grunted again, but this time the priest could hear surety, gladness even in the grunt. And then the priest asked, "Are you branded for Jesus? Jesus will not know you if you're not." You see, just as Geronimo branded his horses with a mark so that he would know these horses belonged to him, so he, Geronimo, needed to be marked out as belonging to Christ, so that our Lord would know that he belonged to his flock. Old Chief Geronimo understood what the priest meant, and so he was then baptized and he died a Catholic. When we were baptized, my dear faithful, we too were marked. We were branded. From the moment we received baptism, we were marked out as Catholics, true Christians. Our Lord at that moment looked down on our souls and saw one of his own, a sheep of his flock. The reason this, my dear faithful, is so important is, as St. Peter explained to the Sanhedrin, there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. The Sanhedrin, my dear faithful, was the same group of men who had brought about our Lord's death. Boldly, St. Peter, the prince of the apostles, rebuked these men, saying, "Our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, this is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the head of the corner." Fearlessly, he let them know that they had rejected and put to death the Savior. St. Peter continued, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved." He thus told the leading men of the Jewish nation that they were the leaders of a false religion and that they could not be saved unless they became followers of the same man they put to death. The way to heaven, then, is through Christ alone. They must believe that our Lord is the Savior, as the very name Jesus signifies. You see, the Hebrew name Jesus actually means Savior. It is taken from a combination of two words. The first means he who saves, and the second word is actually the name of God. Thus combined, the name Jesus means God who saves, and taken as a title, it means divine Savior. Right from his circumcision, when our Lord was first called Jesus, his entire life was summarized, the whole purpose of his incarnation. He was born to life in order to die. He was laid in the crib so that he could hang from a cross to redeem mankind. Our Lord was thus marked for death to be the Savior of mankind. How sweet and how sacred, then, should the name of Jesus be to us. This is the name of our blessed Savior, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, King of kings and Lord of lords. This is the name which opens the gates of heaven for us. For at our baptism, we too were marked with this name, so to speak. Our souls receive the baptismal character, the character of adopted children of God. From that moment, God looks upon our souls and sees in it an image of his own Son. And he then takes us as his children because we resemble his divine Son. Baptism makes us Christians, then. Followers of Christ, for all eternity our souls shall have this character for our greater glory in heaven or our greater shame in hell. The sacred name of Jesus has accomplished all this, and yet how abused this most holy name is today. So often is thrown around carelessly as if it is just a common word. People use this sacred name in cursing and profanity, even just to let others know that they are upset. Yet this is the great name by which we are saved. Heaven is opened through this sacred name. The demons in hell tremble, and every knee of those in heaven, earth, and hell bows at its mere mention, as sacred scripture tells us. It is only foolish mortal men who do not fear to trample on our Lord's most holy name. What power is given to this name? St. Alphonsus de Liguori says that it is unheard of that a person who devoutly uses the holy name of Jesus while tempted, it is unheard of that he will give into this temptation. And the reason for this is that a person who repeats our Lord's name as a prayer, calling on our Savior, receives a flood of grace, for they have called on the source of all grace. What reverence, then, we should have for this most sacred name. We, as Catholics, who know and believe all this of our Lord, must then never use his name casually or freely, such as Protestants do. Protestant preachers use our Lord's name constantly without that reverence and respect that so tremendous a name deserves. On the contrary, in ordinary conversation, we should not use the holy name. We should refer to our Savior as our Lord or Christ. That is the reverence with which we should treat it, for it is the holy name of our Lord and our God. Only when we speak to children to teach them of our Lord should we use the holy name, for a child's innocence understands this better. But that is our everyday conversation. In our prayers, it is a different matter. We can and should use the holy name throughout our prayers. Sacred Scripture tells us the name of the Lord is a strong tower. It shelters and protects those who use it reverently. It provides light, comfort, and strength during time of temptation, during trials, and during sufferings. Thus, we should always be ready to use it, but always reverently. This year, then, my dear faithful, show our Lord that you at least have reverence for the sacred name of Jesus. You can use short aspirations throughout the day, such as, "My Jesus, mercy." Use this sacred name in your prayers to prepare yourself for your day, to ask help in some work, and to overcome temptation. Use our Lord's name, too, when others misuse it. When others say our Savior's name carelessly or in anger, say a short prayer of reparation. You can simply pronounce devoutly the holy name to yourself to show that you at least have reverence for our divine Savior's name. This new year, my dear faithful, thank God that your souls have been marked with the name of Christians. Show your love for our Lord by always showing reverence for this sacred name. Make the practice of reverently calling our Lord's name throughout the day. Ask him for his aid and his grace. Ask him to be your Jesus, your divine Savior. For there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. Let this holy name guide and strengthen you as you fight for your place in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.